knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know if it's loudly.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
How great is that? That is such an awesome party song. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, heading into our second hour on this Friday, 10 to noon every weekday. So follow along if you can as we check in into our poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Just real simple. Do you feel comfortable giving your opinion on politics in public? A national survey of Republicans, 70% said no. They don't. That number was much, much, much lower for the left. They love getting in your face and giving their opinion because they don't care about how you feel. That's just Democrats in general. So 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question. Do you feel comfortable? And then if you don't, ask yourself why. Is it intimidation? You don't want to get fired? Because that is true. That is a possibility, which is very sad. Just received this email as we continue talking about schools and education and what we want for our kids. You know, I'm not the most articulate person. I mean, that's a laugh to even think that I come close. But I sit where I am because I don't care if you don't agree with my opinion or if I agree with yours. But at least we're talking. I'm not easily intimidated, so it makes it easier for me to do this job. Thank you to all the people all week long who have called in and said, this is my first time calling. I believe that we are going to see and hear more people coming forward. I believe that silent majority is not going to be so silent anymore, and I hope not. Let's go back to the email here. Sorry about the phone lines. It's just having issues today. Just a thought on our schools here in Nevada. I live in a rural town that has been in the news lately. We are going to homeschool our kids because our high school is no longer accredited. How does that even happen? They're not teaching our kids the right curriculum to get to college and putting all the liberal BS classes that have nothing to do with an education or how to live and survive. Victor, thank you so much for that email. That's exactly true. You don't have home economics anymore. You don't have world discussions. You don't even, in a lot of places, have shop. And it is very, very sad. Kids don't know how to balance a checkbook. They just look at a computer. And whatever they see the bank has been, you know, come up with, that's their balance. You know, banks make mistakes. It happens. You have to know these things on how to go in and look at numbers. America is an exceptional country. We don't let just a few people learn. Well, we are right now, because the majority of kids are being held back. We can't go on that way. This cannot happen. When you have countries banning cell phones and, you know, people trying to do it here, no, that's against their personal freedoms. They have to be able to have their cell phones. No, not in class. Not in class. I mean, if you want to have them, that's fine when you're on your own time, but not in classrooms. Russia's banning phones and Wi-Fi. They want you paying attention in class. China has restrictions and rules that if you can't do certain things at a certain age, you don't move forward. You don't keep going until you learn those things. And Mark, I hate to disagree with you from earlier in the show, but we're not 48th in the country. We're 50 after the last set of numbers came out. So not just Chicago is ahead, everybody's ahead of us. And it's pretty sad, because I talk to the kids here in Northern Nevada. I hear their stories, and they are smart and they are ambitious. But it is our schools that are holding them back. And that is just so hard to believe. Why would we hold kids back for any reason? Why would we hold anybody back for any reason? This isn't right, what's going on. And I hold you accountable, because you have to find and look at the bigger picture of what's going on. Why we are being shut down and literally attacking each other. Because everybody's frustrated. They're frustrated about money. They're frustrated about their kids' education. They're frustrated about work, about their freedoms, being able to leave their home and not have to wear a mask, or being terrified that you're going to catch something that, until the media got involved and the Democrats got involved, you were never afraid of before. Even though we have faced so many worse situations than what we are facing right now. More people died during the viruses of the Obama administration every 2 years than they are now. Yet that doesn't seem to make any difference to what I consider intelligent people. And you have to pay attention to the hypocrisy. So wonderful to see baseball starting up last night. whoever asked Fauci to go out and throw out the first ball at one of the games. That was hysterical. I can throw better than that. But look for the picture of Fauci sitting in the stands right next to two other people. Right next to him. No social distancing. Even though this is the man saying that we have to social distance. He doesn't have his mask over his face. He has it over his chin. One person on one side of him is wearing the mask. Other person on the other side of him, not wearing a mask. Well, it's hanging off of their ear. What does that tell you about how he truly believes the mask situation? And why is it that he doesn't feel that we need a study on if masks actually work or not? Even though there have been studies in the past, he doesn't believe we need a study now. He just wants us to take a high-priced cure and a vaccine for a man-made virus that has everybody freaking out, and they shouldn't be. Hopefully, we have the phone lines working again. Let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and see if Brian's there. Brian, thanks for calling the show today.
Monica, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank goodness.
Perfect, perfect. So perfect timing. I was actually calling about the Fauci thing. I do have a comment about the schools as well. But Fauci. One, you know, he did throw out that pitch. Well, kind of. But my comment for that is, you know, you got to understand Dr. Fauci. He doesn't want anybody to catch anything. So, you know, I think that's probably why he threw it at the ground and not the catcher. So it kind of goes along with what he likes. And, the mask thing, that is absolutely ridiculous. I've been talking about it all day and people are attacking me. Well, they're family members. Okay, well, one, I don't know if this is true because I did not research it, but I heard there is a new law in Washington that says, even if you're with your family, you have to wear your mask. I got to research that, so I don't know if it's true or not. But
no, you're right. They're coming out with, if you are in your home, you need to wear your mask. If you are in your car, you need to wear your mask. Basically, they want people wearing it 24/7.
That's insane. And I did have a quick comment about the schools. So my daughter goes to high school. And she is a lot like I was. I get distracted by everything. My brain is running 2 million miles an hour, and it's hard to focus. Well, she is one of those kids that does need that assistance from a teacher, right? Someone to help when they have questions. Someone to be there to help guide them. And, you know, it's really sad because she did struggle with the online learning, not having someone that could help her. Unfortunately, she lives with her mom most of the time, so she doesn't have that assistant, someone that can help explain things or understand what she's doing. I do feel like they need to go back because there's a lot of children like her that do struggle without that assistance. And I know when I was a kid, if you told me, hey, you got to go home and learn and my parents are at work, good luck, man. I'm going to go mess around. That's fun, you know? I'm not that responsible kid. But yeah, just remember, Dr. Fauci, he doesn't want anybody to catch anything. So I don't know why they expected him to throw that pitch.
That was just hysterical to watch. It was, that was pretty pathetic. But it just shows everything that's going around right now. It's just all pathetic and not on track. Brian, thank you so much for the call, and I'm so glad we were able to get you on the air. That's, you know, these phone systems, I tell you. Hey, Frederick, stick around. I got to take a break here real quick, and we'll be back with talking about the rally that you want to mention that happens tomorrow. So proud. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love hearing from you today, especially at 991FMTalk.com. Answer to today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you feel comfortable giving your opinion on politics in public? This is pretty sad. Hi, Monica. As to your poll, today I have been personally ostracized and labeled a pariah from family and so-called friends. The most vicious people I have ever encountered have been libs. But to be fair, my persona is a bit hard to take. A hardline gun guy who sees things in black and white. You want wishy-washy? Go to Disneyland. I tend to stay in the shadows and to myself. And to be fair again, I ran most of the hardline libs off on purpose. Good for you, Skip. You have to know who you're talking to, because sometimes arguing a topic is just a waste of time when you're arguing with a liberal. Let's check in with Frederick this morning. He wants to talk about the rally tomorrow and the celebration of patriotism. Frederick, thank you so much for calling into the show today, and hopefully you're still with me. We're watching these phone lines. Hey, Frederick.
Hey, Monica. Thanks for having me. And thanks for plugging away at these advertising these rallies. So tomorrow, Saturday, we will be meeting at 1155 West 4th Street in Reno. So that's right near the corner of 4th and Keystone. If you know where the Pizza Baron is, we'll be at the other end of that same building. And you'll, by the time you pull up to the Pizza Baron, you should see us with our flags and whatnot. So we're meeting at 4:30, tailgating till 5:30. Parade will commence at 5:30, and we should end back there at about 6:30 for some post-parade libations. So it should be a great time. I really encourage folks to get out. I was there the other day for the Back the Badge rally at 1:30 in the afternoon.
All right, here we go again. Frederick, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time. And again, if you missed it, tomorrow it's at a special time, 4:30. Okay, usually the rallies have been earlier in the day. This one is at 4:30. So you can just kind of hang out and tailgate and have a good time. And there is nothing that I think is more fantastic than seeing the smiles on everybody's faces when they're going out and they're honking their horns and they're flying their flags and just getting out there and getting out this pent-up energy from being idle and not being able to do anything. And this is just a great way to do it. Let everybody see those flags. Let everybody see your patriotism. This is not a time to hold back. It really isn't. I know there are quite a few people who just don't have it inside them, and they wait until voting day. They wait until the polls. And that's okay. I'm not saying that you have to change your ways and be a rebel rouser. Just be true to who you are. Don't be talked down to, and don't let people try to twist you into another way of thinking. Let's try to go back to the phone lines and see if Ryan is there with us. Ryan wants to talk about education. Hi, Ryan. Ryan, you with
Monica,
us?
Monica, this is Frederick. I'm not
sure. Oh, Frederick.
Yeah, somehow I got dropped, and then I called back, and the call screener mentioned Ryan, and I said, no, this is Frederick. So anyway.
Okay, well, we'll take Frederick.
So anyway, I just wanted to, you know, again, thank you and appreciate you letting us know about these rallies. You know, I've got a bigger idea here, and that is that, you know, this whole COVID thing, now the GOP convention is canceled. It's going to be hard for our president to have any more pro rallies.
Yeah.
And we have to do our own grassroots rallies to support our police, to support our president, to support the American way of life. And we've really got to get out and show that. This is a big election coming up. And we all have to show that we're ready to stand up for this country. We're not going to cower down to these Marxist BLMers and Antifa types that are terrorizing our cities. And we can win this election, but we have to get out. We have to show our support. And we can do a grassroots rally for our president. And that's what I'm going to be working towards. So in the coming weeks and months, that's going to be my goal, is to coordinate with other cities and towns and do a big statewide rally for our president and back the badge. We're going to do bigger and better things, but we need people to get out. So please come out. These are good, fun events, family-friendly events. You can do it COVID safe. If you're worried, if you're trying to self-quarantine or whatever, you can stay in your own vehicle and be self-quarantined. So these are great events. So please, folks, come on out. 4:30 tomorrow at 1155 West 4th Street near the corner of 4th and Keystone.
Okay, Frederick, I want to add one more thing to that. As you were saying, the bullies and everything from Antifa and BLM and the left, but also from the left politicians like Mayor Sheevy, who doesn't enforce laws and who ties the hands of law enforcement, Governor Sisolak. These are also the people that we need to protect ourselves against and fight back against. So, Frederick, thank you so much. Yeah, we have
Democrats
to
out of office. They are all
Democrats. Yeah.
Yes.
Frederick, thank you so much. And thank you even more for putting these rallies and getting that grassroots going for the support of our president. Because I tell you, no president ever in the past has supported law enforcement more than President Trump. Ever. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. You pick a subject and we'll talk about it. Important things going on, though, and we'll get to a few of those in just a moment, because for me, the most important thing is getting in contact and in touch with you. So 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question. Are you comfortable with giving your political opinion in public? They did a national survey on this. I want to know what you think locally. Are you okay with it? 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Let's go back to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Wants to talk about education. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, MJ. You know what? We need to, I know this Kevin Douche guy is trying to get the schools closed for the next month instead of the August 17th opening. And how I understand it is that on next Tuesday, the WSD is having their monthly meeting, and he's going to make a presentation. I think a lot of people know that they have to listen to this meeting and get the questions saying why, what, you know. I have an idea why he's trying to do it, because they're trying to follow in California. And also last night, how that Daybreak is connected to the cootie thing. It's all connected to the cootie outbreak, because if we didn't have the cootie outbreak, then we could go to the meetings in the city council and say to Devin Reese, you were bribed by the Daybreak people. Officer DeGallo, they were bribed, Monica. They had $10,000. They were bribed. It's public knowledge that those, and I don't know who the other person was, but like it was a 4-3 vote yesterday on Daybreak. And Daybreak bribed at least two of our councilmen by giving them legally $10,000 into that. And Devin Reese mealy mouthed his way around it. This will not be happening. The CD outbreak will not be happening. We'd be able to go to meet and we'd confront, say, Devin Reese, you know what you're doing. You know that you bought by the daybreak. Admit it. You can't admit that, you know, there's going to be consequences to you in November.
Yeah. Neil Majardin and Oscar Delgado and Devin Reese all received nice big sums of money for their campaigns. But, I mean, you are right, Ryan, that if this COVID wasn't going on with the shutdown, we would be able to confront the city council. And I know they don't want that. But it's just one more excuse. You know, they're violating open meeting laws. The AG's not doing anything about it. Yes. And I hope people just realize and take this to the voting booth in November. I mean,
that's why we got to get Eddie Lorton elected, because Eddie Lorton will not, you can't bribe Eddie Lorton. Eddie Lorton would have said, wait a minute, this is mostly behind the scenes between the Reedy City Council lawyer and the Daybreak lawyers. Let's have it out in the public and talk about it. I know Eddie Lorton. I'm voting for Eddie now. This is the last straw for me. I'm going to do my best to get Eddie Lorton on the city council, because Eddie Lorton's a street shooting businessman. And he will not be. You can't bribe Eddie.
That's what we need more of, is straight shooting businessmen. So, Ryan, thank you so much for the call. Monica. And if anybody wants to find out more about Daybreak and the money that has been put into political campaigns, and not just on the local level. You know, there are shenanigans going on with our state representatives as well. If you want to look at that story, check out Chuck Muth's articles. But if you want to find out what's going on with Daybreak and any of the developments in town, make sure you log on to WashoWrap.com. WashoWrap.com. It stands for Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning. And Steve Wolgast, he and his team, they follow this, and they just put straightforward, factual information out. They're not trying to throw bias on anything. They're just giving you the facts, and I think that is absolutely fantastic. That's the way you do it, is just the facts. So appreciated that. Just got a text here, wanted to say TGIF. I'm trying to listen when I can, starting a new job Monday. Lots of love, Ted. Oh, Ted out in Silver Springs, that is fantastic. Starting a new job. You know what? The jobs are out there. It may not be what you were looking for in the beginning, but maybe some blessings are coming through and helping you find different things. Maybe what you find and what you get is something that you were supposed to get. Remember that? He's got a plan. We're all part of that plan. We all have a job to do. Maybe this whole shutdown is enabling us to find what we are supposed to be doing. Just received this email from David. David, thank you so much for bringing this up. Monica, what is happening to the recall of Sisolak? I saw the website for the campaign to recall California Governor Newsom. It appears to be rolling along with great organization. Is there even anything going on, or is there even going to be a recall movement for Sisolak? Or was that just fake news? Please advise. David, that was not fake news. Okay, the turndown and the failure was just in May, okay? The people who put that all together, who went through the lawsuits, who went through the organization, they were completely burnt out because they were not getting any help. And they were doing this statewide, and they got a lot accomplished. People actually knew, well, some people knew that there was a recall going on, because no one in the media, except for me, is talking about this. Because they can't. They're either intimidated or their bosses, you know, that's the bought and paid for media. Yeah, they'll give it some lip service if it gets going again. But no information. Right now, The board has been set. The higher-ups are in place, the directors, and they are looking for volunteers right now. They are trying to get people volunteered, signed up, who are going to be collecting the signatures for the petition. If those volunteers are not in place, they cannot go out into the community and get this done quickly. Because remember, there's a short time window to get this all done. So the volunteers have to be in place. And people aren't coming forward. Everybody talks about wanting to recall Sisolak. Everybody talks about he's got to get out of there. But when it comes down to actually putting in the work, getting signed up, sitting in front of the DMV, sitting in front of whatever grocery store, whatever public property, the libraries, spending hours at a time, people aren't making the effort. They're not making the commitment. If people don't make the commitment, then no, it won't happen. People have to make the commitment. And I'm so glad she was listening to me talk about this, because the state director for the recall effort is just now calling in. So, Linda Thompson, thank you so much for calling the show. And, you know, you can answer David's question better than I can. Where are we at right now with the recall effort?
Well, I just finally got a county lead for Pershing. So all that's left is Lander County to need a lead. We've had a few turnarounds in different counties having to get replacement leads. We're trying to get numbers. We need people to step up and volunteer. We need them out there saying, speaking their voice and helping collect the signatures. They all want to sign, but they need to come out and help us collect. Clark is right now at about 400 volunteers or close to it. We need 800 down there. Washoe, I think, is about 75 to 100. We need 250 in Washoe. A couple of counties have hit their needs for the volunteers. Others are halfway. And for those
who don't understand, this large number of volunteers has to be put in place because we have to cover, and I say we because I back this wholeheartedly, we have to cover a large amount of ground. We have to be in Sparks. We have to be in Washoe Valley. We have to be out in Gerlach and these places. It's a big county. It's spread out. And it can't just be applied to a couple of people to go out and get the signatures. We have to blanket the area because what's the amount of signatures needed for Washoe County, Linda? Is it, 45,000?
Going for 35%. We want 60 on Washoe County's 35% is 66,000 signatures.
Yeah, see, that doesn't happen.
Washoe County.
That doesn't happen at just the library or the DMV on a weekend. Okay, that's
exactly
why we need this large amount of people. Linda, what's the, I got to go here quickly. What's the best way for people to get in contact with you and to be a part of this effort?
They can email me at lt.ssnrecall@gmail.com. Or they can go onto our website or our Facebook pages, Recall Sisolak and Stand Up Nevada. I'm all over those. Or they can just find me. I'm easy to find on Facebook. I've got the cowboy hat and the black coat.
And here's something else, Linda, that I just got. Christy from Battleborn Ammo and Firearms, yes, just got a hold of me and said, hey, as an update, I got contacted with the new Carson lead. They're most likely going to be using my classroom to train again, so they're working hard to get things up and running. If you have a business that can help out, please contact Linda. If you don't want your name, if you don't want your business mentioned on the air, we can just, you know, say contact the group to get, you know, locations. But we need businesses to come forward. We need classrooms to get people together and people places to meet, get trained and get signatures. So because it's a lot more than just having people write their name down on a piece of paper. People have to be trained to be signature gatherers. So, Linda, once again, fightfornevada.com. It's Linda Thompson. You can find her on Facebook. And if you want this this governor recalled, you're going to have to put in the work. Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show and being able to answer these questions. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Monica.
You're very welcome. Very, very welcome. Anything I can do to help the recall effort. Because it's your right. Yes, people are saying, no, work, use this energy in November to get Republicans elected. Well, guess what? You can do both. Because even if we get more Republicans elected, Sisolak's still going to be in there for another 2 years. Why don't we do both? We can do that, and we need to do that. We'll be back after this break as we wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we wrap up the show today with our poll question, of course. Do you feel comfortable talking about politics in public? 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. I've taken flack for this before, and I'm sure that I will take more flack for it, but as I sit here and I read my emails with Chuck Moof, This whole contract tracing is just bad. It is just bad. So in a tweet, Representative Susie Q. Lee, one of the Democrats from Nevada, chimed in. Remember, contact tracing is key to slow the spread of COVID-19. If you get a call or voicemail from our hard-working Nevada contact tracers, please do your part and take the call! Exclamation point. Here's my tweet back. Please don't. Don't do it. Don't answer calls from telemarketers. Unless you see a number you recognize, just don't even pick up the phone. Let them leave a voicemail if they do. And don't participate in the contact tracing. It is about control. The tests don't work half the time. They're just coming back positive. We've seen it time and time again. We've heard about it time and time again here, even in Northern Nevada. We've had nurses verify it. They want these numbers increased because people will look at it as, again, cases. Cases makes it assume that these are people with COVID-19 that are sick and need to be hospitalized. That is not the case. These are just positive tests. Understand how you are being manipulated. And don't give in to it. Don't answer the contact tracers. I got a call yesterday. I was told my timing was wrong, but the information was right. Somebody who I will not reveal in the legislature said, yes, more than likely, we will be shut down again. After all of this stuff going on, probably August. A lot of things are going to be happening in August. Governor Sisolak is using his power to help the Democrats destroy the middle class here in Nevada. And that is, and they are succeeding. You can see it all around us. But besides all that, no more gloom and doom. Get out with your family. Get your masks off. Go to the park. Breathe in some fresh air. Go fishing. Go kayaking. Go do something and enjoy your life. You've only got one. Don't live in fear or intimidation. I love you so much, and I'll be back with you on Monday. Mwah.